duties log and complaints. So we've just got a note that there's been nothing since the last time.
Yeah, again, it's every forum I go to, and they say if they're reported that there's no breaches log, you should ask why. But there's no breaches, why? Because there's always breaches.
Again, and this is part of the review of the KPI of the breaches policy that we were talking about previously.
That's what we want to.
That was where we submitted the papers, which was the policy, the TPR form, and the LG and the Hyman's briefing note, which are the papers that are referenced under point D2. Where we were going to look at and review what our policy is and what our process is and what we record and how we record it, because I think the key point is the recording and the notification, because what is potentially a breach, how do we don't have, we've not had anything go through the council's complaints process that's gone through CRM to be recorded as a complaint. We have inquiries, but they're recorded in an email system, and it's very difficult to see whether they are, how that can be reported, because we don't have that recording system. The pensions admin email inbox is the busiest inbox I think I've ever seen. But to be able to analyse that between complaints, questions, simple inquiries, all of that sort of thing, is very, very challenging.
I think with the complaints part of it, we'd know if there was complaint. Well, I'd know definitely if there were complaints coming through, and I don't see any. What I think that the workflow system will help us with is where I'd like to get to is that we take the inquiries and their task set on the system. So we record them on the system, and then one of the officers is then allocated and has to then complete that task. And that's something I'd like to get to. Then we could actually then report back to you on what the inquiries were or any issues that we did have, because they'd be actually recorded as a task.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's really, really difficult to look at what comes in. The team work very well with the inbox, you know, and I would know if there were any issues going through the inbox with the team, and they'd raise any issues with me if they were concerned.
But there could be something that is, you know, potentially a breach, but it's quite simple for them to fix, and they fix it, and so it might not be raised.
What would you class then as a breach? What would you think? Talk me through what you think.
And I think this is part of the issue. I think this is a conversation that we need to have at some point.
Yeah.
Is just to sit down to an extent and go through some of the things that are in the documentation that we've circulated previously. That, you know, to an extent, we're sitting around a table and just you say, well, what about one of those? And Matt can go, well, this is that, and blah, and we can just work it through.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to hark back to what happened 3 years ago with me, but this is an example. There was something wrong with the report. When I retired, mine fell out of it. There was a thing where the council, the employer, didn't notify the pension fund. That is a breach.
But that's a breach not from the pension fund side, that's
but
a breach.
But a
from
breach
the
log should cover all breaches, not just from the pension.
But if you've got a complaint against the employer, the complaint needs to go to the employer.
Yes, it's a breach. It's a breach of the law.
I don't want to get this into an argument today, because we're not really talking about the policy at the moment. We know that we've got to do something with the policy.
Yeah.
And I think to an extent it would be useful potentially to have an informal meeting where we are able to come in and share that, because actually to be able to sit back and to an extent have an example that we can work through and say this is what we would do, this is what we would do here, and how that would work, and then we can kind of document that into almost an informal process note that sort of says this is the kind of scenario that we've got, which would then help us to inform the policy, help us to inform the process, help us to inform the reporting, and for everybody to understand what each of us sees each of those terms meaning and how we report them.
Yeah, we've got to define what they are.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's actually
very
they are defined.
No, absolutely.
But we need to
document that from our perspective so that we can then have a clarity of what is expected to be reported under each of these areas,
yeah.
and how it then gets referred.
Yeah.
Because part of the key point is also to notice that if it comes in this way, yes, it's a breach of the law, but it's the action is it needs to go back to the employer.
But it needs to come to the pension board too.
Yeah, absolutely. But we need to document that. We
yeah.
need to work
yeah.
out that process.
Yeah.
Because what we don't want to have is millions of reports coming in that actually
no.
aren't
okay.
aren't necessarily the focus of what we should be looking at, but there's a trend, and then it could be that there's, you know, 27 relating to the Isle of Wight College, for example,
hmm.
as an employer.
Yes.
There isn't, but as an example. So then it's like, well, what are we doing in liaising with the college in terms of making their processes and procedures better to enable them to engage with us?
But also by law, we should be looking at, or someone should be looking at every breach to determine, and majority of them are going to be insignificant and they're not reportable, but that decision should be made on every breach that there is.
Absolutely, and so once we can get a definition of where we are and what we're looking at, then we can have that reporting. But at the moment, nothing is being highlighted to either Matthew or myself as a complaint or a breach. So therefore,
or further up to Sharon.
Yeah.
yeah.
So therefore, we are saying nothing has been reported. So therefore, I cannot report anything to you if nothing has
yeah.
been reported.
So I think you're right. Good informal meetings and sort of.
Yeah.
And I think if we
yeah.
could be invited to that,
yes,
you know, just to,
okay.
to share that. There's no right or wrong in this answer,
yeah.
but it would just
yeah.
be then a case of you say something, we won't get the fancy, we won't get the tacky,
yeah.
we'll just say, okay, well, this is what we need
okay.
to do.
Well,
we can follow some of those processes.
Maybe when we meet shortly,
yeah.
we can
yeah.
then come up with
yeah.
some dates to
yeah.
come back
okay.
to you
okay.
to
yeah.
agree.
Okay,
great. Thank you. Okay, so then we're on.